Yes, the president is saying to Putin,
if you're willing to stop the killing, the United States is willing to be a partner for peace. That's been the proposal to the Russians, to the Ukrainians, and frankly, to nations and other hotspots around the world.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
And Vice President Vance also suggested today the former President Biden needed to be more transparent about his health while in office.
You can separate the desire for him to have the right health outcome with the recognition that whether it was doctors or whether there were staffers around the former president, I don't think he was able to do a good job for the American people.
The comment follows word of Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Not only is this an aggressive form of this disease, it's also a form that will respond well to treatment, according to a statement from the former president's office, and his family is looking at those treatment options.
Biden used social media today to thank well-wishers. House Speaker Johnson says he wants a vote on President Trump's budget bill by Thursday. CBS's Torian Small says some in the GOP ranks are still balking.
Quite a few members of the House Freedom Caucus met with leadership to discuss some of the problems that they had. The biggest one was the fact that spending cuts didn't go deep enough in the current reconciliation bill that was moving through.
Overseas, five aid trucks were allowed to enter Gaza today. The UN calls it a drop in the ocean.
It's 10 weeks since any food aid was allowed into the starving population in Gaza. The World Health Organization says food isn't the only vital supply being blocked.
People are dying from preventable diseases as medicines wait at the border.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus. Israel said it would begin to allow baby food into Gaza later today. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Well, forecasters say more storms could roll through parts of Kentucky where deadly tornadoes struck last week. Tina Carnes runs an organization that finds housing for people in eastern Kentucky. Now she needs a hand.
It's done a 180 on me. Yeah, so I need help right now. I've lost everything.
Biotech company Regeneron says it's buying 23andMe for $256 million. Wall Street, the Dow is up 139. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Social Security office in Racine has moved. It was on Durand Avenue. Now it's in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to you all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Music from the Beatles and movie music from Simon and Garfunkel from The Graduate. This song was in The Graduate, but not in this form. It was just like 30 seconds long in the movie, and that's as much as Simon and Garfunkel had written for the movie when they needed it to put into the movie. They finished the song after the movie was finished. This is our number one from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
You more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Trusted walking with you alone.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt.
take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Lord, she's a lady.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus, reminding you that Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, twice daily on WRJN, sponsored by Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. First one on any Monday through Friday is at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And the second one at 12:05 with me, Dan Marcus, on WRJN.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Hey there, I'm Phil Briggs, Navy veteran and host of CBS Eye on Veterans weekly radio show and podcast. And over the years, I've loved sharing military stories with my neighbor Greg, a battle-tested former Army Ranger. He's a barbecue master and always welcomes us over. As it's Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants all active duty, veterans, and family to know that they're always eligible to join. Because at Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Saying
say it, but Mary Hill was such a delight in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, wait, he did say that.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser.
such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill Park, Cherry Hill Park.
Then one day Mary Hill, she married away a man with money, said come on honey, and she said okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day it ain't been the same, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill at the dark.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Also the station with Stuart J. Waddles and twice an hour updates. Here's Stuart from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A heads up for anyone needing Social Security services in Racine. The office has moved from Durand Avenue to a new address in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. The feds are now planning to auction off the old building. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. A kid from Kenosha is getting a statewide honor. For a few years now, Jackson Thomas has been putting together a Christmas toy drive. And last week, he was recognized as Volunteer of the Year at the Wisconsin Governor's Service Award. Governor Tony Evers presented the award to Jackson during ceremonies in Madison.
The annual awards, organized by Serve Wisconsin, honors volunteers making a difference in communities across the state. City of Racine crews are still cleaning up storm damage. Today is another day for tree limbs and branches to be picked up. Those should be placed in the right-of-way for collection. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station have special hours to help get rid of storm debris. They're open through mid-afternoon. This week, bulky item pickup is being expanded to allow more than five items without stickers on regular trash days. There's more about the City of Racine's response to last week's storms at WRJN.com. Racine police are still gathering information after an 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night. It happened at a home on Prospect. A statement says a suspect was arrested after the shooting at around 10:30 Friday night. The family ended up taking the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say an investigation is ongoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler. And this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
is not belonging here. They're going out west where they belong. So they say, California Sun on WRJN. revival. As much as I've looked on my GPS, I would like to find a place with two girls for every boy, but I can't find Surf City, so I'll settle for this number one song from Jan and Dean on WRJN.
Two girls for
night. If you ever get a chance to see TDN in concert, don't pass up the opportunity. What a repertoire. What a group of musicians. Danny Hutton leads the pack. Dog pack, get it? but, yeah, see Three Dog Night. If you get, they were at Summerfest a summer or two ago, and they'll probably be back again. Three Dog Night on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, another Chicagoland band being featured just like this morning. Coming up next on WRJN.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Oh! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's time to open up the vault door. And yank out another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This song from a group out of suburban Chicago, just like Alyota, Haynes, and Jeremiah were this morning. Well, this afternoon, we go to Hinsdale, Illinois, for the Crying Shames. And this was their first hit, but it was not the first time that this song was ever recorded. This song came out in 66 for the Crying Shames, but originally it was recorded around 1964 by a group. The group in Manchester, England had this handed to them by Tony Hatch, who was writing a lot of songs for people like Petula Clark at the time. The Searchers version of Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice. Here's a brief sample of that.
Sugar and spice and all things. Sweeter than wine, sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine.
That was the treatment that the Searchers gave the song, and great song too. But that's not the version I remember. Version by the Crying Shames is the one that I heard on the radio. Oh yeah, The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby, cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and
Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget of the Day from the Crying Shames. Another pair of nuggets tomorrow morning, starting at 9:45 here on WRJN. Back-to-back British artists, Herman's Hermits and the Stones, with Honky Tonk Women. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. Kurt Bowman follows. He's good. Stick around. He's got a salute to the class of 69 on the Kurt Bowman 5 o'clock class reunion today.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. He's a honky-tonk blues. Give me, give me, give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It isn't clear if there was any progress on ending the war in Ukraine. Stacey Lynn reports.
The president posted on Truth Social he felt the two-hour call went very well. He says Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations towards a ceasefire and, more importantly, an end to the war. The conditions, he says, will be negotiated between the two parties, adding that Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer on the difficulty of dealing with Putin.
Basically, it's not clear that he is serious about ending the war. The White House must have serious doubts at this stage. Respected military analysts think that the problem for Putin is that he faces a dangerous political moment for himself and his government once the war comes to an end.
The Supreme Court today allowed the Trump administration to strip the legal protections of 350